Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Free agency begins next week on March 11th, and the draft isn't too far away either, so we have a lot to talk about. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Derek in Bloomington, Indiana. Do you think the Vikings will be aggressive in free agency this year, or will they sit it out and wait until the draft? Well, I don't think the Vikings are going to sit out free agency. They have a lot of work to get done, including re-signing some of their own free agents. But I also don't think the Vikings are going to be too aggressive and overspend in free agency. We all know Rick Spielman believes in the draft and believes in building his team through the draft, and I think that's a wise approach. But I do think the Vikings will identify a couple of guys that they want out on the open market and be aggressive in going and getting those players. Our next question comes from Jason in upstate New York. If Josh McCown is not re-signed by the Bears, do you think he would be a good free agent pickup? I think Josh McCown is going to be a great free agent pickup for any team who's looking for a veteran quarterback. He was very productive for the Chicago Bears last season, filling in for Jay Cutler when Jay Cutler went down with an injury. But I also think a guy like Matt Cassel would be a good re-signing for the Vikings. He already knows a lot of the personnel here, and he's comfortable here in Minnesota, so I could see that being an option for the Vikings too. Either way you look at it, the Vikings have said they want to go out and add a young quarterback this offseason. I think it makes sense to have a veteran like a McCown or a Castle or someone else to come in here and mentor that young quarterback. Our next question comes from Austin in Winnipeg, Canada. What are the chances of the Vikings signing a trio of defensive tackle B.J. Raji, cornerback Alteron Verner, and defensive end Michael Johnson? I think that would be an aggressive haul in free agency, and I'm not sure if there's any team that has enough cap money to spend on those three players. Those are three premium players who are going to be out on the open market. All three of those guys on their own, though, could make some sense for the Vikings because they play positions of need on the Vikings roster. Keep in mind, the Vikings have Jerry Gray as their secondaries coach. He coached Alteron Verner in Tennessee, and Michael Johnson played defensive end for Mike Zimmer's defense in Cincinnati the past few seasons, so maybe those two guys will be good fits here in Minnesota. Our next question comes from Dan in New Jersey. How committed are the Vikings to keeping Toby Gerhart? I hope a lot. I do believe the Vikings would love to keep Toby Gerhart if they could. When you have the best running back in the NFL in Adrian Peterson, it makes sense to have a great backup in Toby Gerhart. That's exactly what he's been for the Vikings. But it's up to Toby, too, where he plays next season. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of suitors out there on the open market. It'll be up to Toby to decide where he plays next season. Our next question comes from Terry in Campbell, California. Do you know how much influence TV analysts have on the Vikings draft board considerations? I would say almost none. I mean, Rick Spielman, George Payton, Vikings coaches and scouts, they probably talk to some of their friends in the TV industry, and I'm sure they exchange opinions and ideas, but there's too much work put in by the coaches and the scouts all season to let an outside influence come into the draft room. The coaches and scouts work that they do all year, that's what determines how the Vikings behaved in the war room. Our last question comes from Jason in Orlando, Florida. Why didn't the Vikings use the franchise tag this year? Well, let's remember, the franchise tag is not an economical way to keep a player. It's very expensive, and it hurts your salary cap more than a long-term contract might. So it's kind of a good thing that the Vikings didn't have to use the franchise tag, so long as they continue to retain some of their key core players, which the Vikings have done a good job of doing over the years. That's it for this edition of the Pick 6, but free agency will be rolling next week, and so will another edition of the Pick 6. So send your questions into the email address at the bottom of your screen, and we'll see you next week.